All right, and then Vice Chair Price, I would ask that you call the meeting to order.
Call a meeting to order.
All right, and we'll do a roll call vote. Dr. Monica Stewart. Doctor, I mean, not a roll call vote. I'm calling attendance. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Dr. Monica
Present.
Stewart's present.
Present.
Karen Bernstein.
Present.
Babette Patton.
I am here.
All right, I'm sure Peggy Holly will. Oh no, she won't join us today. She told me she would not make it. Christina Dancy,
Present.
Brendan O'Brien.
Here.
All right, Cynthia Martin also let me know she would not be in attendance, and then Vice Chair Byron Price.
Here.
All right, you have a quorum. Vice Chair Price, your first agenda item are minutes from February 21st, 2024. February 29th, 2024, and August 29th, 2024.
Can we have someone approve?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
I'll second that motion.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Ayes have it.
All right, your next agenda item, public comments. We did not receive any written comments and we do not have any attendees. Your next agenda item is the election of the chair and vice chair. I don't know that we'd have to do the vice chair. I was actually, I should have taken that off because I was informed that we had a vice chair, which is Vice Chair Byron Price, which I was not aware of. So, as you all know, our chair has termed out. Kathy Sorkin did term out on the EDS or EDRST board. We are so very grateful for her service. She was wonderful to work with, and it was truly a pleasure. But we do need to elect a new chair. So, per the municipal code, this board decide, elects the chair and vice chair. So, Vice Chair Price, you would just need to call for a motion to nominate someone for chair and then call for a vote.
Motion to nominate the chair.
Are you making the motion or you're calling for it?
Calling for it.
Okay.
Okay, so I make the motion that we nominate Brendan O'Brien as our chair.
All Thank you.
We better ask, make sure he's willing to serve. That's the only thing we got to do.
Should I have asked
I'll do it. Yeah, it's a year, right? It's a calendar. It'd be a year from now, and we decide a new chair.
you serve as long. I don't think there is. I don't know, Brooke. I'm not sure there even is a term. If it's a year,
It's
that's fine.
Yeah, it's
Yeah.
not clear in the code whether there's a time or a term. We can certainly what I do want to start doing is setting at least re like sending out the new information, like I or the existing information at the beginning of the year. If we want, if you want to revisit Brendan in a year, we can. You just
Okay.
re resign. I mean, not from the board, but you can resign as chair, and we can nominate someone else.
Happy to hand the leadership over in a year, or we'll reevaluate whatever we want to do.
Okay, so we have a motion to nominate Brendan O'Brien, and you just need a second, Vice Chair Price.
Second by Bernstein.
All right. And so we just call for a vote to appoint him as the chair.
All those in favor of Brandon O'Brien being the new chair?
Aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Ayes have it.
All right, congratulations, Chair Brendan Price. And if you are prepared, you may assume running of the meeting tonight, or we can just, we don't have much, so it's not much you got to do. So if you want to wait until the next time, we can do that as well.
We can wait. I'd give Byron Price the full meeting. How about
All right.
that?
All right. So Vice Chair Price, your next agenda item, Mayor's comments.
I can pick up on that one. This should be please, by the way, everyone feel free to ask any questions you have of me. We had city council meeting Monday night, and as many of you know, we had a vacancy due to the election of Jeff Hales to the Missouri State House. We moved very quickly to put a notice out to have people apply. We were fortunate that we had five people apply for that position. Actually, five pretty qualified people. They all submitted applications. They all came to the council meeting on Monday evening, and each one of them got a chance to speak and then do a Q&A with the council members. And out of the five members, it was a unanimous decision to select Lisa Brenner to serve out the term of Jeff Hales until the next special election, which will have to be called, I believe, next April. So she will serve until next April. Really, though, honestly, we had really a nice group of people who applied, so we were very pleased to have that. Brooke may have to help me. I think it was on Tuesday or Tuesday, I believe, we did the groundbreaking for the subtext apartment complex in the Loop. It's called Del Mar Local. It's where the old Commerce Bank and Panera Bread used to be. It is 230 apartments with a first floor retail across the way, which is great. The apartment construction really dropped off a long, long time ago, and U City has truly benefited with probably now at least 800 new apartment units being built in the past few years. Subtext has thus far been a good partner to work with, so we're pleased with that. The Royal Bank site on Olive, as most of you know, I think probably has changed hands, and it is being sold to the group that owns Corner 17, which is the restaurant in the Loop that has expanded quite rapidly. They are going to put in a very large commissary commercial kitchen for their operations there on Olive in the back, and then putting a retail restaurant in the front. So kind of interesting to see how that works. I think that's pretty cool that we were kind of wondering what was going to happen to the Royal Bank site. It's going to take a little while for that to happen because Royal Bank's new bank, as you know, at the corner of Olive and McKnight, is under construction. So it's going to take them a little while to make that transition. And an interesting fact for you guys that we asked the finance department to come through, I think all you guys, in particular for the school board members too, we did an analysis of not the property taxes, just the sales taxes from the markets at Olive location. So previous to the markets at Olive going in, the businesses on both sides of Olive at McKnight, so north and south, generated approximately $140,000 total in sales tax revenue, $140,000 per year. Just Costco alone, each year since it has opened, it is generating, just Costco is generating $1 million a year.
Okay.
And then we still have Deerberg's to come in with anticipated sales of a very large amount, and Target coming in. And then you've got the Starbucks, the Five Guys, everything else coming in. So you're probably looking in total easily at going from $140,000 a year to $2.5 million a year in sales tax, separate from the property taxes that will be derived from the project as the TIF pays off. So honestly, to all of you, and particularly to the school board members, we just could not have done it without you. To the people on the TIF commission, couldn't have done it without you. But wow, those are just some
that's incredible.
Astounding numbers, really. So very, very, very pleased with that. Two other things real quick. The Ice Carnival was actually a tremendous success this past weekend, mostly due to weather, I think. The weather was perfect. Did point out a problem that we have too many vacant buildings, and landlords who have vacant buildings do not clean their sidewalks. So we had ice, and I mean, we had serious ice in front of vacant buildings that made it a little bit treacherous to walk. But otherwise, the Ice Carnival was a very large success. And then the last thing I just want to keep teeing up with everybody is that I really do think that we as a community have to rethink the vision of the loop. It's just at a post-COVID, I think we've got to give serious consideration to everything going on in the loop. We've got a lot of landlords who've owned buildings for a really long time. They really are not interested in lowering their rents to attract new businesses. Their businesses are struggling to afford those rents, particularly when there's not as much retail as there used to be. I watch the chatter on social media to a degree, and I have so many older people, and I'm 62, so I'll put myself in that group, who say, I don't go to the loop anymore because it's not for me. But it's true, though, it's probably not for them anymore. And we've kind of got to accept the fact that we've got to find some way to get folks to come back to the loop. And it may not be the people who used to go to the loop, but we've got to figure that one out. And just so you know, I know how this game works. It's probably going to come back to you guys to approve some funds at some point in time for some visioning, because I think the loop, if it is truly our downtown, I think we owe it to the loop to give it some leeway and try to figure out what we need to do there. So anyway, that's my little soapbox on visioning for the loop. Are there questions you guys have of me that I may have skipped over, something important? Okay, I'm done.
All right, next agenda item, old business. So the only thing I would mention under this is, and it's not on the agenda, is so we do need to Babette and Byron, we need to go ahead and have that meeting or start having the meeting so that we can start talking about the eligibility guidelines for
Okay.
EDRST funding and updating those. As well as updating our funding priority guidelines, which I did include in your packet, along with the bylaws and the code provision that governs our board. So, talking about the funding priority guidelines, you know, they were adopted in 2013 and they may still be very relevant. But I would, you know, I do think that some discussion should be had as to whether it should be updated or whether we need to, you know, what is the vision for using EDRST funds moving forward? We are sitting on a nice pot of money because we have not been funding a lot of projects. You know, we've been doing fa facade improvement every year. Last year was the first year that we had opened up applications for funding for any other type of project, and quickly learned with that process that this is just too open. We had a lot of, it wasn't efficient. We had a lot of applications that came through that we were quite sure were not going to be funded. We had applications that scored high, projects that scored high, but and this is more of a recap for some of the new members. We had projects that scored high using the matrix, the evaluation criteria that are included, that's included in the funding priority guidelines. But there were various reasons why we just, you know, the board didn't feel comfortable approving the projects. I didn't feel comfortable as making a staff recommendation to approve the projects. So, you know, we really do need to probably update the funding priority guidelines, and definitely we need to set some eligibility requirements for EDRST funds. Right now, again, for new members, the application simply says any business can apply. And so we got some very interesting applications based on that. So again, not a long discussion that we need to have, but just looking for some feedback on where you all as a board would like to see, you know, this go and the types of projects you guys would like to see funded so I can start working on recommendations for the subcommittee.
So, are you sending out a doodle or a Google or whatever they're called to get us some dates to do this, Brooke? Is that how that's working, or what? How?
I can if it would be a doodle poll. I mean, we just for our subcommittee, we just have Babette and Byron. I don't think the EDRST board as a whole will need to meet again until April. We did
No.
have, oh.
I agree. I think I was a part of that too, and I would like to be a part
Yes,
of it.
yes,
And
yes.
I want to say two other. I want to say one other thing. Just everybody on this. I want to make sure everybody understands there is no reason for us to accumulate huge balances in the EDRST if we can come up with or are presented with projects that we think make sense. We've got a lot of opportunities on Olive. We've got problems in the loop. I would love for us, but we still have to make sure that we're prudent. We have to be prudent with what we do. But really, the goal is not for us to have a $4 million balance in the EDRST fund and not spend it. The goal is to invest it appropriately and help our businesses expand and give more opportunities to our community for employment, for services, for whatever. So keep your eyes open, your ears open, and we would love to put more on the street if we could.
And again, if you guys don't have any feedback tonight, feel free to just, email me. And yes, Mayor, you're correct. So that I wasn't counting myself and you. I wasn't counting us. But our board members that are on the survey sub or not survey subcommittee, that's a different body. The board members that's on the subcommittee, Bobette Patton and Byron Price, and then myself and Mayor Crow. So the four of us will get together and really start trying to edit these like the scoring matrix and eligibility guidelines and whatnot. But definitely just would like some feedback from the board as a whole, as from you guys as to where you see this going. Because again, as we're getting a whole lot more money now too for EDRST with the Costco, and I'm sure more is going to start. That's going to increase for when Dierbergs and Target join as well. So again, we're not trying to sit on this money. We want to get it out into the community. A project like Urban Sprouts, they just did a complete, I think, upgrade renovation. $3 million project, if I'm not mistaken. We invested $30,000 into that project. So from the facade improvement, so that's what we like to see. That we're not meant to completely fund a project like that, but we want to incentivize our businesses. We do want to help them expand if they're looking to expand. So, thoughts. Of where you guys just, and again, on the macro level, what do you want to see?
So, do we have examples of what other cities do with
So
this?
I've been looking, and mostly I see a lot of facade improvement programs, but there's, I see it. I mean, every city almost has the facade improvement program. Not seeing a lot with, investment the way that we do it on the like for individual businesses. I'm seeing more like again the infrastructure improvements and whatnot, which is part of your 2013 funding priority guidelines, infrastructure improvements to the Olive to Olive and Del Mar. So again, that's an option. I think I do agree with the mayor about the visioning, and that is certainly something that we can fund as a long range planning. That would actually come out of a separate pot of money than what we use for facade improvement and whatnot. That would come out of the 20% that for long range planning, but something definitely has to be done about the loop. It is people, it almost seems like every other day a business is leaving. So I think we definitely need to a visioning process or something just for the loop may not be a bad idea, and these would be the funds to 'cause they will not be able to fund it themselves, so it would have to come through you all.
Yeah, I would like to, talk to some people, and then I'll come up with some ideas. Right now, I don't have any.
Okay. There was one, and so I do, and I'm just throwing this out here just to discuss. So there was before we accepted applications last time, there was a recommendation by the city manager that we kind of categorize like the businesses that can apply or that are eligible to apply for this. Specifically, like daycare. Like, I guess there's been multiple years where various daycare centers have applied for EDRC funding and they just were not eligible, or they weren't deemed eligible by the board. But, I think what we want in place as staff is guidelines so I can basically say I'm not wasting your time and you're not wasting ours. You know, you don't want people wasting their time completing an application when you are 100% certain that this isn't going to be funded. And that's what happened last year. I literally just had to tell everybody, you're welcome to apply, knowing, you know, based on what I've reviewed from past application periods, that some of these projects just were not going to be funded. And we sat through presentations and we went through a whole process. So definitely want to make this more efficient, but also, as the mayor said, get the money out into the community, because that's the point.
Can you do almost a little lessons learned list for Bobbitt and Byron so that we can
I
say,
sure can.
last time, it'd be so simple as last time we had like the guy who bought three kings. We're not gonna provide the equity for you to buy a building. We're not gonna do a not-for-profit that does this. I mean, just so that we kind of have some bookends. And otherwise, I think the rest is up to Byron and Bobbitt with working with us. So,
Okay, well, yeah,
great.
I definitely can do that, and I'll prepare that for our first meeting, which I can segue into that. So, Bobette and Byron, do you guys think you can meet in the next week or two? Wednesday or Thursday, maybe.
And Bobbitt, you're muted.
Yes, I know. I always forget.
Yeah, that's fine.
As a retiree, I'm open.
All right. What about you, Mayor? Do you think you have some availability maybe next Thursday on the 6th?
If it's later in the evening, yes, because I arrived back at the airport midday.
Oh no, we're not gonna do that to you. What about the 13th before Valentine's Day?
I'm here that whole time, and I'd be happy to meet. I'm just gone most of this coming week.
This week. Okay, so let's plan, and this time I'm gonna put it on my calendar before I leave you guys, because I messed up last time and didn't have it on my calendar. So let's say Thursday. What about Byron? I know Bobette says she's retired. What about 5:30, 6?
Six is better.
Okay, 6. Okay, Mayor.
I'm sure. Yeah. You go ahead. You schedule it. I'll make it.
Okay, so EDRST subcommittee. So okay, I'll have that, and then I'll get a packet or information out to you guys. I won't call it a packet since it's not technically a full-on meeting. And then again, even though we have the subcommittee board members, if you have feedback, if you have ideas, suggestions, etc., we don't have to stay on here long. Just email them to me, and I will be sure to incorporate them into the meeting when we have the subcommittee. And whatnot. So again, just don't want to hold you guys all night, but we did have some other agenda items that got pulled at the last minute, so we won't be long. One update I wanted to provide. So we did go through a restructuring. As I mentioned, that's kind of what threw my week off. So it got implemented sooner than we were planning to due to some unforeseen circumstances. But I will now be supervising multiple departments. So we will be hiring an economic development manager. We're in the process of doing the job description for that. As you all know, we have an economic development specialist for the members that have been on the board for a while. A couple of years ago, we approved funding for two positions. We were only able to fill one. I was never able to identify a second candidate for the ED specialist position. And then we kind of put it on hold because the restructuring was coming up. So that second position has been converted to an economic development manager position. Which was reviewed and approved by the city council. So we're creating a job description. And later on down the line, that person will be taking a more active approach in that day-to-day. So I'm very excited about it, because in my role, it's just kind of difficult to fully focus on economic development because I'm also the deputy city manager. So very excited. When that person comes on board, you all will get to meet that person, and we'll probably eventually transition to that person handling EDRST once I'm comfortable that they're able to do so. But just wanted to update you all on that. With that said, I don't have anything else. If you guys have any, I think, do we have board member comments? Do we have any board member comments? And if not, then Vice Chair Price, if you would call for a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
So you made the
Second.
motion.
I second.
All right. Call for a vote, please.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Ayes have it.
All righty. Gonna stop this.